the process of a three-day training session.
所以我就愿意在这一个时候，在训练整个课程的当中，提出一段单独性的和大家来传讲。
So that's why in this period, during the course of the three-day session, I want to bring out one subject specially to talk with you.
我们在这一次的训练里面，乃是来看到摩西的五经。
Now, during the course of this session, this training session, we have been studying the Pentateuch of Moses.
我们记得在路加福音二十四章的里面。
Now, we remember in the account of Luke 24,
主耶稣已经从死里面复活了。
At that time, Jesus was already resurrected from the dead.
主耶稣还没有被出卖之前，已经告诉门徒说他要钉十字架，过三天以后复活。
And even before the time Jesus betrayed, he already told his disciples that he will be risen from the dead.
但是门徒们并不没有听进去。
But at that time, his disciples didn't quite understand.
所以等到主耶稣钉死了之后，门徒们是完全的失望。
So after the death of Jesus Christ, all the disciples were disappointed.
当复活的早晨，主耶稣已经向着玛利亚显现。
On the morning of resurrection, Jesus already revealed himself to Mary.
并且特别嘱咐玛利亚去告诉门徒说他已经从死里头复活了。
And he specially commanded Mary to go and tell his disciples that he was already resurrected from the dead.
这对于门徒来说应该是非常叫他们喜乐的时候。
Now this should be a very glad tidings of excitement to disciples.
但是稀奇的门徒们并没有感觉喜乐，还在失望灰心的当中。
But strangely enough, after hearing this news, his disciples are still so sad and they were disappointed.
有两个门徒甚至于离开耶路撒冷下以马忤斯路上去。
And even two disciples, they left Jerusalem, they were going into the direction of Emmaus.
所以主只好向他们显现。
So the only thing the Lord could do was to reveal himself to him.
主怎么把他们挽回过来呢？
And how the Lord tried to win them back?
主就是把摩西的律法诗篇上的话和先知里面的书上指着他自己的话向他们讲明。
Well, Jesus did so by expounding all the things in the book of Moses, in the law, in the Psalms, and also the prophets. Whatever things concerning him, he just explained to these two disciples.
主耶稣这样讲的时候，他们心里头就感觉火热。
And while Jesus expounded like this to these disciples, they feel a fire in their heart.
他们就从失望和软弱中间转变了过来。
So they even felt that they are disappointed and became a kind of gladness and they became excited.
所以这给我们看见在摩西的律法的里面是讲论到主耶稣基督。
So this is to lead us to know that even in the law of Moses, Jesus Christ was mentioned.
我们如果从摩西的律法的里面所讲的主耶稣基督明白的话，我们的心就会火热起来。
If we can have a good understanding of Jesus Christ within the book, within the law of Moses, then also we will increase our gladness.
这就是我们的盼望，这一次来看到摩西的五经。
This is our hope, that's why we are studying the five books of Moses.
另外在希伯来书第一章里头告诉我们。
Also in Hebrew chapter 1, we are told,
神在古世借着众先知多次多方的效与立足。
In olden times, God spoke to his people through various ways and by many prophets of his own.
在现在末世的时候，在他儿子里面来对我们说话。
But at the present time, in these latter days, God speaks to us through his son, Jesus Christ.
Kimmel Morgan 来讲到这一节圣经的时候，
I remember one minister of God by the name of Morgan once said about this verse.
当他到 Buffalo 去参观 Niagara Falls 的时候，
I remember he went to Niagara Falls to have a visit there.
在那里看见这么大的水在瀑布中间冲了下来。
And while he was there watching that great waterfall and much water coming down,
他就忽然想到希伯来书第一章第一节。
He was suddenly reminded of this first verse in the first chapter of the book of Hebrews.
这一个 Niagara Falls 像在末世时代神在他儿子的里面对我们说话的。
Now this Niagara Falls seems as if God was speaking to this generation of people through his son Jesus Christ.
那样的丰富，那样的雄壮。
See, it was so marvelous and it was so with great power.
但是能够有这一种的雄壮丰富的那个 Niagara Falls。
But even this waterfall Niagara with so much power and so magnificent,
乃是在它根源的里头有许多小的水流逐渐汇集起来的。
That was far back in some mountain. There are many. There is a source, and many small rivers flow into that source.
神所有的心意都在他儿子，我们主耶稣基督的身上。
So all the will of God was manifested in His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是在旧约的时候，神已经有许多的讲解，像一个小的水流一样。一直一直的流通，到最后汇集在一起，就成为大的瀑布。
Yet in the Old Testament time, God already showed this truth by so many prophets, like small rivers flowing into the great river.
我们来看到摩西的五经，就是看到对着耶稣基督那些的讲解。
So now, as we study the book of Moses, we know we are going to get understanding about our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看过这一些地方，会发现一件事。
Now we have already studied all these places and we have found one thing.
我们的神实在是非常苦心的，用各种不同的方法要把主耶稣向我们讲解出来。
See, our God is so long suffering painstakingly trying to show us the fullness of Jesus Christ in various ways.
在摩西的五经都给我们看见。
In the Pentateuch we have been shown.
不光是神永远的旨意如何借着创造万物表明出来，是集中在主耶稣基督的身上。
Not only the purpose of God's creation in His eternal plan was manifested through His creation, His work, but also on Jesus Christ, on the person of Jesus Christ.
他又借着十条诫命把这位主耶稣的神性讲解出来。
Again, through the Ten Commandments, He showed the divine nature of Jesus Christ.
他又借着他们所建造的会幕把主耶稣的意义说明出来。
And again through the tabernacle of the tent of congregation, God showed them the meaning of Jesus Christ.
他也给我们看见这位主耶稣如何是大祭司，他所担任的工作说出主耶稣今天所有的工作。
Oh, so God has shown us how His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, was kind of the high priest.
他不光是大祭司，他也是祭司现在祭坛上的祭物。
And he himself is not only the high priest, but he himself became a kind of offering on the altar.
我们昨天下午看过五种不同的祭物。
Yesterday afternoon we already studied about five kinds of sacrifices and offerings.
这每一个祭物都是讲到主耶稣的。
And each and every sacrifice offering refers to Jesus Christ.
主耶稣所完成的救赎的工作，解决了我们人类五方面不同的难处。
That means the salvation of Jesus Christ, which He accomplished for us, that is to solve five problems in our life.
由于这一位的主耶稣的缘故，我们才能到会幕的里面朝见这一位神。
Because of such a wonderful Lord Jesus Christ, we can go into the sanctuary to meet the Lord God.
这就是利未记头上二十二章里面所讲的那一种的祭物。
And this is all mentioned in the sacrifice and offering in the 22 chapters of the book of Leviticus.
然后从第二十三章里头，神用另外一个方式再来讲。
Then starting 23rd chapter, God used another direction and he used another method.
神就讲到七个不同的节期。
Now God described about seven different festivals.
我已经把讲义印出来了，如果弟兄姊妹你没有的话，跟旁边的人一同的分享一下。
Now, I have already distributed this material to you, and I want you to look at this.
我们来看到在利未记二十三章。
Now, when we study the book Leviticus chapter 23,
神借着摩西祝福以色列百姓说，在每一年的里面，他们要守七个不同的节期。
God blessed His people through Moses and through His commandment that all the Israelis people must observe these seven feasts annually.
这一个七期一个当中有三个节期，所有以色列的男丁都要到耶路撒冷一同去守的。
And among these seven festivals, especially three, during these three festivals, all the men, male of the Israelite people must go to Jerusalem.
如果有人不守这个节期的话，要用石头把他打死。
And if anyone failed to observe such feast, he should be stoned to death.
好像他这个话非常的严厉。
As if such a command was so severe and grave.
那么这些节期有什么意义呢？
Now, what are the significance of all these feasts?
我们中国的人或者美国的人也欢喜过节。
Now of course, either Chinese or American likes to lead a kind of festival.
在我们中国人过节的时候，都是在农业社会忙碌的当中，有几天的休假，大家一同欢喜快乐。
Now Chinese used to have this kind of joyous festival during the free time during their agricultural life, agricultural society.
但是中国新的和在美国的国节期都是纪念以往有些什么事情发生。
But according to the new Chinese calendar, also whatever is going on in America, they are always to commemorate something, some incident in the past.
不是很可惜，有的人过七月四号节期，也不知道七月四号是为了什么的。
But even some know they are going to observe this festival on the July the 10th.They didn't know what's the meaning.
但是旧约的里面，神吩咐以色列人过节。
But in the Old Testament, God commanded His people to observe this festival.
他不是仅仅叫他们到时候欢喜快乐。
They were not only for them to rejoice at that particular time.
他乃是叫他们来纪念在异国的历史的里面，神曾经在七个不同的特别方式里面来带领他们。
God also wanted His people to remember how in the course of their history they were held by the God and how their nation became to take a shape.
而神要他们来纪念这七个节期。
And God wanted them to observe these seven festivals.
乃是给我们看见神如何来带领这一帮以色列的百姓。
This is also for us to see how God directs, how God leads His people.
这七个节期不光是以往的历史。
Now these seven feasts not only refer to past history.
这一个七个节期更是有代表性的意义，说出神在蒙恩人身上七个阶段不同的带领。
These seven festivals are really representative of seven blessings or seven stages of blessing upon all those who have been saved.
我们知道我们一个人蒙恩了。
We know when one is saved,
从一个罪人受神所顶罪七级的光景中间拯救过来。
Now he was saved out of being a sinner, being under the pressure of sin, and he became a new
person. 神并不是仅仅就我们免去将来的死亡就满足了。
Now, God would not be satisfied by merely saving us out of destruction in the future.
神乃是带领我们在这世界上活着，在灵命上逐渐逐渐的长进。
God wants to lead us in such a way that when we live on the earth, our life will grow and our life will become abundant.
神有一个的目标，乃是叫我们众人到有一天被他带领到一个地步，和主耶稣一同到荣耀里面。
Now God has a very definite and very specific goal. At last, that all the Christians will go to a place where then we can be united with Jesus Christ.
这实实在在不是一件简单的事。
So I say this is not a simple matter.
那么神到底如何来带领我们呢？
Then how does God lead us?
神就用七个不同的节期所代表的意义来给我们讲解。
God wants to show us the meaning of these seven different festivals and show us the way.
头一个的节期是犹太人的日历当中正月十四日。
Now the first festival falls on the 14th day of the first month according to Jewish calendar.
那是说到逾越节。
Now that is Passover.
逾越的意思就是越过去了，跨过去了。
Now when we say Passover, that means pass by or just skip it.
这是每一个蒙恩的人头一次蒙到神恩典的作为。
Now every saved person must have experienced this deed of God.
这是纪念当当以色列百姓还在埃及做奴隶的时候。
This is to commemorate when the Jewish people are still in the land of Egypt.
他们不光是受到法老王的管辖。
Not only they were controlled by Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
他并且是因着有罪的缘故，是在神的审判底下。
Oh, so they were under a curse and punishment of God because of their sinful deeds.
范老王的管辖不过是短暂的，不过是我们肉身的。
Now, when they were under the pressure of Pharaoh and control of Pharaoh, that was only temporary.
但是神的审判是关系我们灵魂，是关系我们永永远远的。
But the judgment and punishment of God refers to a future problem that is.Our soul will perish forever and ever.
所以神的审判比法老王的管辖对着人来说是更加的严重。
So in so far human beings are concerned, the judgment, the punishment of God is far severe than the pressure of Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
我们如果蒙到光照，眼睛被神开启的话。
Now, as soon as we are enlightened and we know, we got this new insight.
我们都会从心中确确实实地承认说，我是一个罪人。
Every one of us can admit from the bottom of our heart that we are really a sinner.
我们不必神来责备我们，连我们的良心都告诉我们，我们做了许多不应该做的事。
See, we don't even have to wait till God comes along and condemn us.Our conscience even will condemn us.
我们不敢去朝见这一位神。
We dare not look up to God and come before Him.
但是我们迟早有一天，神要来找到我们。
But we know sooner or later God will find us out.
到了那一天来找到我们的时候，我们在他宝座面前怎么能够站立得住呢
？And on that day, how can we stand erect in the presence of God on his throne.
我们就是今后改过做好的话，也不能够除去以往所有确实实实的罪恶。
Even if we try to correct our way of doing and try to do better, but how about the past history, past records of our wrongdoing?
说一个人的命运是极其的悲惨。
That means the fate of human beings are really so miserable.
一个人生到地上的时候，已经判断好他将来的解决是永远的沉沦。
As soon as a man is born in this earth, now his fate is settled. Now he has to face this eternal fate of being punished.
世界任何一种的人类，没有一个能力，没有一个方法，能够把人从这一个悲惨结局中间。拯救过来。
Now, no individual, no nation, or no people on the earth can have any means of saving us from such a perishment, such a destruction.
但是感谢神，神给我们天上来的恩典。
Now, thank God for God offered us a blessing from heaven.
神就告诉以色列人说，正月十四日的黄昏要拿一只的羊羔。
Now, God told the people of Israel that.On the evening of the 14th of the first month, they should take one lamb.
你们要吹毛求疵地去寻找这个羊羔有没有残疾。
And you have to take pains to find out and make sure that this lamb is red without any spot, without any blemish.
当然必须要有一个没有残疾、没有斑点的一只羊羔。
You must find out such a lamb which is without any blemish or without any defect.
然后在那一天要把羊羔杀了。
Then on that particular evening, you must kill this lamb.
把那一个羊羔的血抹在门楣和门框上。
Then you have to paint the blood of the lamb on the lintel of the door and the doorpost.
全家的人就躲在房子里面，用火把羊的肉烤了，一同来吃。
And the whole family hiding in the house and behind the door.Will bake that lamb and then eat that lamb.
那一天的是晚上，神要打发审判秘密的天使巡行整个的埃及地。
For on that particular evening, God will send out his destroyer, angels of destroyer, to go around the land of Egypt.
从坐宝座的法老到最低微做婢女的家里面。
Even the household of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and also to the family of any slaves or bond slaves of Egypt.
每一个家里面，这一个天使要进去，把他的长子都杀了。
This angel of destroyer will go into every family and find out the firstborn son.
昨天我已经提过，这是观念，长子代表全家的。
Yes, I already reminded you. Whenever we say the firstborn son, that means he is representative of the whole family.
这是说神那一个审判的天使要把所有犯罪的人都把他杀死。
That means the angel of God, he is.Who is going to execute the judgment will slay any man sinful.
但是如果他来到一个家里面
But when, suppose he came up to a house.
看见这一个家的门楣门框上是被血石遮盖起来的
And if you notice the blood painted on the lintel and the doorpost of that house.
他就不进里面不进到里面杀他的长子
Then he will not get in to destroy that firstborn son.
他就越过这个房子过去了。
He will just pass over this house and to another house.
这叫做逾越节。
That's why it's called the feast of Passover.
在我们今天基督徒身上非常的清楚。
Now every Christian knew this is really our
experience. 我们是理所当然应该受到神的审判的。
According to the reason, we should die. We should perish.
但是耶稣基督神的羔羊为我们死了
But Jesus Christ who was the Lamb of God He died in our stead
看啊神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的
Behold the Lamb of God Who take away the sin of the world
因着他的血掩盖过我们神就不追究我们的罪孽
Because of his blood covering up over us So God will not punish us.
因为我们所有的罪恶该受的刑罚都被主耶稣完全担当去了。
Because all our sins and guilties are borne up by our Lord Jesus Christ on himself.
这个叫做我们过了逾越节。
This is what we say. We have observed the Passover.
我们感谢赞美主神的审判从我们身上越过去了。
We really thank God because the punishment of God skipped over us.
我们不至于灭亡，这是我们基督徒的开始。
We will not perish. This is the beginning of Christian
life. 不光我们免去死亡了
，Not only we are free from death,
并且我们一同吃羔羊的肉。
We can share in the flesh the meat of this lamb.
这是表明我们接受主耶稣到我们里面做我们新的生命。
Now this is to signify that we receive Jesus Christ into our hearts and he becomes our life.
我们就成为一个新的人了。
Then we become a new person.
那是神的生命带着他的性情带着他的爱好带着他的能力进到我们里面。
That new creation has God's life and God's nature and all God's feeling emotion inside us and we become a real new creature.
当我们信主的时候只盼望我们罪恶得到赦免我们就满意了。
If by believing in Jesus Christ, we think that well, our sins are being forgiven, we'll be quite satisfied.
但是我没有想到我这样相信过了之后我里头的性情爱好会改变了。
But did you ever think that after you believed in Jesus Christ, even your nature, even your feeling will be changed?
我们实实在在过了一个非常好的逾越节。
Yes, we have already passed and experienced this very good feast of Passover.
但是神吩咐摩西说
But God also commanded Moses,
当他们来过逾越节吃羔羊肉的时候
When they come to observe the Passover and eat the lamb,
他们必须要用苦菜和无酵饼一同吃的。
They have also to take this unleavened bread and with some bitter vegetables.
他们吃的时候腰间要束上带脚上穿着鞋手里都拿着杖。
And when they are eating, they must have their belt on and also they must put on their shoes and they must be ready with the staff in his hand.
他们吃完羔羊肉了之后然后要开步走离开了埃及地了。
So that as soon as they finish eating the lamb, then they can walk out and they will be marching on.
这就是说神今天在我们身上的带领。
Also, this is to show us the guidance and the leading of the Lord on us.
当我们接受主耶稣做我们生命的时候我们非常的喜乐。
When we accept Jesus Christ as the Lord of our life, we are really overjoyed.
但是我们同时也会感受到人、世人和我们亲友对我们的批评、对我们的讥笑。
But also at the same time, we will suffer some hardness or some trouble because people, even our relatives, will be jeering at us, will be laughing at us.
我们会感觉到我们的心向着世界的盼望已经死掉了。
We will feel that whatever hope we had in this world is very lost.
对的，这一个世界，我们只感觉到非常的可惜，也极其的痛苦。
When we think of this world, we feel it's very regrettable, but also we feel pain in our heart.
这说出我们是苦菜一同吃的。
So that means we have to take this bitter vegetable.
并且要吃无酵饼。
Also, we have to take this unleavened bread.
酵在那里是知道罪恶。
Now, whenever we mention leaven, that means sin.
那是从今之后我们过一个没有罪恶的生活。
But from now on, we are to lead a kind of life sinless and without any sinful action.
所以从第二天开始，神说要他们守七天的无酵节。
That's why starting from the second day, God again commanded them to observe 7 days of what is called the feast. Of unleavened bread.
在这七天的里面，他们不可以吃油酵的饼。
And during these 7 days, they are not allowed to eat any bread with the leaven.
他们家里面不可以保存油酵的那些面。
And also in his household, they are not to keep any bread or any such things with ferment.
所有油酵的东西都要从他们家里头除了干净。
All the things with ferment or leaven must be rid off.
这告诉我们什么故事呢?
Now, what is this story trying to tell us?
这是主带领我们蒙恩得救了之后，就自自然然由我们对付我们里面所有的那一些的罪恶。
This means after we got this salvation in Jesus Christ, He is going to lead us so that we can get rid of all these undesirable things and sinful things out of our heart.
我们自己身上的罪恶要把它除掉。
Yes, we have to get rid of all these sinful acts in, on us.
我们家里面有罪恶的东西要把它除掉。
And also, whatever thing is sinful in our household, we have to get rid of.
我们是神所分别出来圣洁的百姓。
Because we have already separated from this world, become holy people and separated unto God.
我们自己和我们的整个的家庭里面不能够再容让罪恶在里面。
We ourselves and also in our household, we cannot suffer anything sinful to exist.
我相信弟兄姊妹，我们都有这样的经历。
I believe, brothers and sisters, we have all come through this experience.
我以前跟弟兄姊妹做过见证。
I remember once told you and giving you my testimony.
我是长在一个佛教的家庭。
I was brought up in a kind of Buddhist family.
从来都没有听见过基督教的事。
See, I have never heard anything about Christianity.
那是当我初中二年级下学期在学校读书的时候。
But I remember when I was in junior high school in the second year, second semester.
有一个同班基督的同学非常勉强我一定要去参加布道会。
There was one classmate who had compelled me and forced me to go to attend some Christian meeting.
我实在不愿意去，他勉强我去。
At that time, I was not willing, but he forced me to go somehow.
我给他请的没有办法，只好去了，不过我只坐了最后一排。
Because he invited me and he invited me so many times, I just go ahead, I went ahead, and, but I was sitting at the row, the back seat.
我就看看基督徒做礼拜是怎么做礼拜的。
So I was there sort of observing how Christians are worshiping.
开始有诗班唱诗，听听觉得也不错。
Yeah, in the beginning there are choir singing, and I thought that, well, that's not bad.
等到那一个的传道起来，就要人 低头闭眼睛祷告，我不闭眼睛，我何必听你的话？
But as soon as the preacher stood up and asked the congregation about their head in prayer, I thought that no, I won't cooperate with that.
他以后拿出一本很厚的一本书，我也不知道这是什么书。
After that, he took out a very thick book indeed, and I didn't know what kind of book that was.
然后他就开始讲道。
And after that, he began preaching.
他一讲说人是有罪。
And as soon as opened his mouth, he said, human beings are sinful.
人人是个罪人。
And every man is a sinner.
讲得我非常的生气。
At that time, I was really exasperated.
你们基督徒这么不礼貌的把我请来骂我是罪人。
Why, you Christians are so impolite. You invited me over here and you are scolding me.
所以我非常的反感。
So at that time, I was really rebellious in my heart.
但是他一直讲。
But he kept on speaking like that.
哎呀，我实实在在没有办法忍受。
At that time, I could not stand it any longer.
他足足骂人骂了半个钟头。
See, he was there keeping scolding people and rebuking people of sin about half an hour.
他一面骂的时候，我一面说，我可不是罪人，大概你自己是罪人。
But on the other hand, he was keeping rebuking, and I said to myself, no, I'm not a sinner, maybe others are so.
但是稀奇过了半个多钟头的时候，
But it's very strange. After half an hour,
我忽然想到，我以往所做两件犯罪的事。
All of a sudden, I recollect. Yes, two things I did commit in the past.
我在小学五年级偷过学校的东西。
I remember at the first year class in my primary school, I stole something from school.
我恨我的一个小宿舍，巴不得把他杀死掉。
And also, I hated my classmate, and I hated him to the extent that I want to kill him.
已经有三年了。
Yeah, and it's about 3 years.
那一天我就发现我的心里都已经败坏了。
On that particular night, I really found myself corrupted.
我就非常的难过。
So I found myself wretched and miserable.
但是我不知道该怎么办。
But I didn't know what to do next.
那一位传道的先生说，如果你知道有罪的话，你要相信主耶稣，他为你钉十字架了。
But then I heard a preacher saying that if you know you are a sinner, but you must know Jesus Christ died on the cross in your stead.
我根本不能相信。
At that time, I couldn't believe it at all.
所以我心中有一个话。
So I felt there was a word in my heart.
我说耶稣啊，你是不是救主？我不知道。
I say, Jesus, are you really a savior? I don't know.
我怎么知道他是救主是真的假的呢？
Well, how can I know he's real savior or not?
不过我是罪人，我知道的。
But this one fact I know, I'm a sinner.
我里头很难过，我没有办法。
Because I feel so miserable inside me.
所以我就心里说，耶稣啊，假若你是真的救主的话，求你就救救我了。
So in my heart, I found myself saying to Jesus, Jesus, if you are a real savior, would you please save me?
假如不是真的，那么就算了，那有什么办法呢？
If not, let me alone, just forget about it.
我也没有跪下来，我也没有闭了眼睛祷告。
Yeah, I did, at that time, I didn't close my eyes, I didn't kneel down.
我就这样自言自语在心中这样的说法。
It seemed that I was talking to myself, yes, I was talking in my heart.
那一天晚上我在家中非常的难过。
And on that night, when I got home, I was so miserable again.
我心中就是说这一些的话语。
So I just kept saying all these words in my mind.
但是稀奇到第二天早晨起来的时候，你都非常的平静，非常的愉快。
But here was a surprise. On the next morning, when I woke up, I found my heart so light and I felt so happy.
我不知道什么事情发生。
I didn't know what happened during the night.
我们上海人有话说，信耶稣有道理。
Now, in Shanghai, we have a common saying that, well, it's reasonable to believe in Jesus Christ.
我说信耶稣有点道理。
Oh, yeah, it's quite reasonable to believe in Jesus Christ.
第二天我再去参加布道会。
So on the next day, again, I went to that gospel meeting.
讲完了之后，那个牧师说，谁要信耶稣举手。
And after the preaching, the preacher said, whoever is going to believe Jesus Christ, put up your hands.
我就举手了。
At that time, I really put up my
hands. 一个同学过来叫我写个单子，也没有人管我。
And some classmate came over and wanted me to write something on a slip of paper.
那第三天我再去。
On the third day, I went there again.
末了说信耶稣要举手，我就举手了。
And again, at the end of the meeting, he said, whoever is to believe in Jesus, put up your hand, I put up my hand again.
有一个人过来给我张纸头填个单子，也没有人管我。
Again, another man came over and gave me a slip of paper, wanted me to sign my name.
我根本没有人来管我的。
No one cared for me.
不过我有一个想法，应该做做礼拜。
But I had a thought that, yes, I must come and worship.
所以就在我家附近的圣公会的礼拜堂去做礼拜。
So I went there to a kind of Episcopalian church and went there to attend.
等我做礼拜才知道这叫圣经，我还要买一本来读的。
As soon as I started attending this worship, I understand that, oh, this is what is called the Holy Bible. I must purchase one myself.
我读了圣经也不知道它讲什么东西。
But when I started reading the Bible, I didn't understand what it was all about.
但是稀奇的一点。
But again, here was a very
就是我参加布道会过了十天左右。
After 10 days, after 10 days of that gospel meeting,
我马路上走路看见我一个老的同学。
As soon as I was walking in the street and I met my old classmate,
我小的时候有一个非常坏的习惯。
I remember when I was a boy, I had a very bad habit.
骂人的话经常在口里面的。
Every time I opened my mouth, there was just to rebuke people.
看见人先骂一句再讲话，不骂不会讲话的。
Whenever I meet the people, I just rebuke him and scold him, then I would stop conversation.
所以我看见那个同学我就骂他。So
as soon as I catch sight of him, I caught sight of him, I just
rebuke him. 刚刚骂了之后，你都觉得不对了。
But as soon as I rebuked him, then I felt something wrong in my mouth.
Well,
at that time, I felt that why my mouth is so dirty and such a dirty words coming out. I didn't know why.
这货下面就不会讲话了。
That's why I have no more words to speak.
怕看看我老林怎么了，怎么呆呆的，为什么道理，昨天晚上没有睡好觉。
Lin, what happened to you? You like a fool standing there.
我就发现圣灵对付我。 除掉口中污秽的话。
Yes, I discovered it was time the Holy Spirit leading with me to get rid of these dirty words out of my mouth.
不光我发现我口中有污秽的话，
Not only I found dirty words in my mouth，
我发现我的抽屉里头有铅笔，是从学校里头顺手浅扬铅来。
I also discovered within the drawer of my desk there are many pencils which were stolen from school.
当我把我的书抽屉和柜子翻开来的时候，
Then I just look inside all the drawers and all my bookshelves.
我看见有一些书是我借来，就算到我自己的了。
Again, there are many books I noticed that they are borrowed from other people.
有一些东西是偷来的。
And other things are stolen.
对的，有一些人以往有许多的行为得罪他们。
Well, and many people I remember, I sinned against them in the past.
哎呀，我每一样看这个东西，心中非常的难过。
So every time I call aside of these things, I feel painful in my heart.
怎么这些罪恶的东西在我的身上呢？
Why there were so many sinful things attached to me?
所以我就一件一件的对付。
So that's why I start getting rid of every of these dirty things one by one.
你信主耶稣好苦哦。
Oh, you mean to believe in Jesus, then you suffer this kind of.
不信主耶稣快快乐乐的。
Yeah.He said, before I believed in Jesus Christ, I was so happy and carefree.
信了主耶稣，发现东西不对了。
But as soon as I believed in Jesus Christ, I found so many things wrong.
哎呀，神要我把一盒的玩具去还给学校。
Yes, God wanted me to have all these toys, to collect all these toys and return to school.
我去找那个的校长。
And then I have to go up to the principal.
啊，校长看见我也很高兴。
And the principal, on seeing me, he was so glad.
问我在上海读什么学校了，读什么书了。
And he asked me, what school you were in at Shanghai and so on.
他就很夸奖我。
And he really sort of praised me.
我心中就蹦蹦跳的。
But at that time, I felt my heartbeat.
因为我口袋已经买了一盒的棋子，要还给学校了。
Because I have already bought a box of a chess.
等讲完了，我站起来了，我在口袋说：“某某校长，我在学校偷过东西。”
And after conversation, I stood up and I say, "Oh, Mr. Principal, you know, I stole a box of chess from school."
我非常的难过。
I'm very sorry I did that.
所以我买了一盒子来还给学校。
So I have bought this new one and I want to return this to school.
校长说：“小孩子。”这事情没有关系啦，这算不了什么。
Principal said, "Well, that charity thing, just forget about it. Don't mention it."
但是我的脸都红了，脖子都红了。
But then I really feel so ashamed, you know, I was so reddened.
我无论如何要把这盒棋子还给学校啊，我的心在平安。
No matter what he said, I insisted on returning this box of chess to school so that I can feel peace.
我对着那一个的亲戚恨他，巴不得杀死他。
How about that relative? I hate him so much that I want to kill him. How about?
我已经三年不跟他讲话，三年不到他家里面去。
For 3 years, I didn't speak to him and I didn't set foot on his house.
但是圣灵感动我说，到他家去向他认错。
But the Holy Spirit laid it on my heart and saying to me that you must go over him, to him and say sorry.
我说主啊，你赦免我，我以往不应该，我下次不恨他了。
I just say, Oh Lord, you just forgive me for in the past I hated him, but from now on I will not hate him anymore.
圣灵说不够，你必须去跟他认错。
But the spirit seemed to say, "No, this is not enough. You must go personally and apologize."
我说我怎么好意思跟他认错呢
？When I say, "Well, how can I feel natural in going there?"
圣灵一直用基督的爱来感动我。
But now the Holy Spirit really touched me with the love of Jesus Christ.
我实在没有办法，只好到他家里头去。
Well, I cannot bear it any longer, so I just go over.
我到现在还记得到他家门口去按电铃的时候，手好重啊。
I still remember when I stand at the door of his house and I tried to push the button, the bell button, I felt that my hand was so heavy.
我就有一个祷告。
So, straight away I prayed.
我说主耶稣啊，我按了电铃开门，不要是他。
Lord Jesus, here is my prayer. As soon as I push the button and the one opened the door, I hope he's not him.
别人来开门就好了。
Better someone else come and open the
door. 哪里知道门一开开就是他。
But, And now, as soon as I opened the door, he was he himself.
他看见我非常不高兴。
And when he saw me, he was so angry.
你来做什么？
What did you want to do here?
我真是难过。
That time I felt so remorseful.
我说我来跟你认错，我对你不起。
I said I came to apologize to you. I was really I have been wrong.
哎呀，我心都非常的痛苦。
I really so miserable in my heart.
他也不肯接受我的道歉。
And he didn't want to accept my apology.
但是感谢主，我跟他道歉回来里头满了喜乐。
But thank God, after I apologizing to him, then I came home and found myself full of peace.
我把我柜子里的所有的东西一件一件的点过。
And all the things and articles in the drawer of my chest, I just take venture of all of them.
凡是不正当的东西，我全部的赔偿把它解决。
Whatever thing is there with wrong means, I have to get rid of them and solve it.
差不多两三个月的时间，才把我的东西完全理得干净。
I remember about the period of 2 or 3 months, I get rid of all these dirty things.
我绝对相信圣灵对我每一个基督徒身上做同样的工作。
So I firmly believe the Holy Spirit Matt has been doing the same thing within our brothers and sisters.
这是神教他们过无教节。
Now, this is the meaning of how God wants His people to observe the feast of the unleavened bread.
这一个无酵节要过7天。
And this unleavened bread of, must be observed for 7 days.
且在圣经里头是这一个时代中间的完全。
So that this is to show us how to have, yes, in the Bible we find the perfectness and the holiness.
圣经里的数字对于它的意义的。
We know when mentioned 7, that completeness and whatever number is mentioned in the Bible.
圣经里头的12是知道永远里头的完全。
When he knows the number 12, that means the perfectness in eternity.
圣经里头的7是在今天的完全。
When you notice the number 7, that means the perfectness for today.
意思叫我们基督徒在今天世界中所有的时间里头都过无教的。
So that 7 days of unleavened bread means a feast means we must keep a very holy life in this world.
叫我除掉我们里头的罪恶。
So that we can get rid of all the sins inside us.
但是也有再过了有第三个节期。
But here's the third festival.
那是初熟节。
Now we call this the festival of first fruits.
就是他们进到迦南地来耕种了之后。
As soon as they got into the land of Canaan and they start sowing the field.
每一种的庄稼都有开始成熟的东西。
All the crops and the harvest might have some first fruits.
所有的庄稼还没有成熟。
The rest of the harvest, the rest of the crops are not ripened yet.
有几棵先成熟了。
But merely a few will ripen ahead of time.
神说你们要过初熟，把初熟的果子拿来献给这位神。
And God told them that you must collect all these first fruits of the crop and bring them before God.
你们就要过一个初熟的节期，在神面前欢喜快乐。
So that you observe the feast of first fruits, you can rejoice before God.
虽然其他的庄稼还没有熟。
Though the rest of the crops are not ripened yet.
不过已经有果子熟了，应该献给神，一同欢喜快乐。
But there is already a first portion of ripened fruits, so they are to be collected and offered to God.
这在哥林多前书的15章里面很清楚地告诉我们。
Now in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we have been told such a clear thing.
那是知道主耶稣从死里头复活，是所有人类中间头一个熟的果子。
It refers to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, signifying He is the first fruits of all those who are to be raised from the dead.
所有其他蒙恩的人还没有成熟。
All other people who have been saved are not ripened yet.
主耶稣他复活了，他是已经成熟了。
But Jesus Christ, when He was resurrected, He was already ripened.
这是宇宙中间神造人类以来头一次有一个人从死里面复活。
So this is the first time since the creation of the whole world that there was a man resurrected from the dead.
这一个初熟的果子应该献给神，让神享受的。
And this first fruit must be offered up to God to be enjoyed by God.
这证明说他复活了，有一天所有信主的人也要跟他一同的复活。
This is to prove that since He, Jesus Christ, was resurrected, so that all of those who are in Him will be resurrected someday.
所以虽然我们还没有复活。
So now, even if we are not resurrected today,
但是我们看见主耶稣复活升到高天，就有一个确定的把握说，有一天我们要和他一样的。 升到高天去。
Since we have known Jesus Christ was already resurrected and he ascended up into heaven, so we will be like him someday, will be resurrected and go up to heaven.
为了这个缘故，所有蒙恩典的都欢喜快乐来过这个初赦节。
Because of this, all those who have been saved must come and enjoy this feast of first fruits.
你如果在医院做医生和护士的话
，Now suppose you are a doctor, a physician, and a nurse in the hospital.
你在医院能够清楚地看见一件事。
Now in hospital, you can observe one thing very clearly.
把基督徒生病到了快断气的时候，他里头那一种的平静，那一种的安息。
You observe some patients, they are Christian, and their sickness so severe, and sometimes they came to the point of death, they still express so peaceful.
这不是心理作用。
This is not mere psychology.
这是在我们心里头实实在在的喜乐，因为知道主耶稣复活了，我们要和他一同的复活。
This was because inside us Christians, we have this real joy from Jesus Christ, knowing that Jesus Christ resurrected and someday will be like him.
我们基督徒到死的时候，不知道黑暗的深渊里头去，不知道到哪里去了。
So in facing of death, we Christians are not afraid of what we'll meet in the future. We will not say that we are going to die.
我们看见主耶稣从死里复活升到高天。
Because we have already observed Jesus Christ resurrect from the dead and ascended up into heaven.
他是初熟的果子，我们有一天要跟他一样的成熟。
He was the first fruits.And someday it will be like it will be ripe.
当我们今天还在世界中活着的时候，就有这一个将来的解决当作我们的目标，就我们里头有把握的。
So today, while we are on earth, we have this hope in the future, and we know someday in the future, all this problem will be settled.
不光我们要过初赦节。
So not only we have to observe this feast of first fruits.
当初赦节的安息日算起，要过五十天。
And counting from the Sabbath after this feast,
内容还没有结束，请您再从反面开始继续收听。
到《使徒行传》第二章的时候，五旬节应验了。
But at the time of Book of Acts, second chapter, it says the day of Pentecost was fulfilled.
怎么叫做五旬节应验了？
Now, what do you mean by Pentecost fulfilled?
这一般门徒在耶路撒冷城里的祷告的时候。
You know, when these disciples was gathered in Jerusalem and prayed.
忽然天上有大的声音发生。
All of a sudden there was a great sound, a mighty sound from heaven.
他们看见天上有火焰像石头一样的分开落在他们个人的头上。
And as they looked up, they found a big ball of fire coming down, and then they separated like a tongue and rested on everyone's head.
有一种的风充满了他们所住的屋子。
And also there came a rushing wind into their house.
这一个风是带着能力来的。
And this wind, when it came along, it came along with power.
你知道风来的时候，你身上感觉得到。
Now what you can feel it when the wind blow again.
我们在台湾的住的人都知道什么叫台风。
Now in Taiwan, everyone understand what is typhoon.
如果台风来，你还在马路上的话，它把你吹到天空上去了。
As soon as typhoon comes, you are not careful, you'll be blown up into the sky.
它都把一把汽车会吹到天上去了。
Even they will blow up a car into the sky.
那一天，圣灵有个能力临到他们身上，像一个台风吹在他们身上一样的。
But on that particular, the Holy Spirit came upon them like a rushing wind, mightily.
就他们都站立不住。
So at that time they could not even stand up.
这是圣灵充满在他们的里面。
Because the Holy Spirit was filled up inside of them.
他们外面有圣灵的包围。
See, on the outside they were really surrounded by the Holy Spirit.
里面有圣灵的充满。
And inside they were filled up with the Holy Spirit.
那个时候他们就失去别国话语的方言来了。
At that time they began to speak in foreign languages, different languages.
这些的方言是他们没有学过的。
And this time, these languages, they had never studied.
是圣灵一种能力临到他们的身上，叫他们自自然然讲出别国的话语来。
That was because the power of the Holy Spirit was upon them, so they naturally spoke out such languages.
讲这个话做什么？
And what is the meaning of speaking such?
因为那一个时候有其他国家寄居的犹太人都到了耶路撒冷。
Because it so happened at that period there are many devout Jewish people from around the world coming to Jerusalem.
他们已经不会讲当地的希伯来话了。
At that time they were not able to speak Hebrew tongue.
这一些的使徒们就起来用别国的话语来传讲主耶稣的救恩。
But all these disciples, all these apostles stood up and speaking in foreign languages about Jesus Christ.
听的人非常的惊讶。
So all these hearers were really astonished.
看看他们脸上的样，表情像喝醉酒一样的。
And they look at them and say they seem to be drunken and the way they speak.
你看见过喝醉酒的人啊？
Have you ever observed any drunken man?
癫癫狂狂的。
When they walk along the road, they just don't stay.
喊喊叫叫的。
And they will yell or they will make some noise.
但是彼得起来站着说。
But Peter stood up and said,
现在不是喝酒的时候，我们没有被酒喝醉。
This is not a time for drinking. This is not a time to get drunk.
这是应验约珥先知的话。
Now this is the fulfillment of the prophecy of Joel.
神在末世要把他的圣灵来充满他的仆人。
For in the latter days, God is going to pour out of His Spirit to fill His servants and handmaidens.
他们这样被圣灵充满的时候，用别国的话语来传讲神的救恩。
That's the reason why they were filled with the Holy Spirit and they began to speak in other languages.
这是一个不得了的经历临到他们的身上。
This is a really such a wonderful experience to them.
神自己的灵不光在天上，也进到我们里面来了。
The Spirit of God was not only in heaven, but that Spirit even entered our heart.
我们一个人是多有限。
Now, do you think we are so limited?
我们多胆怯。
And we are always timid.
我们多害怕。
Many times we are so afraid.
那一个灵充满在他的里头，叫他们放胆起来传讲神的话。
But when the Holy Spirit of God filled that person will become bold and speak forth the word of God.
这个灵在他们里头成为一个能力，起来为着主做见证，不怕他们。所遭遇的逼迫
and also this Holy Spirit inside them became a kind of energy and power so they could speak the word of God
这个圣灵充满在他们的里面他们就卖了田产家业把钱都放在使徒们的脚前凡无公用
and because the Holy Spirit filled them up they even sold their possessions and disposed of their properties and they bring their proceeding their money to apostles
你会看见天下哪一个人不爱钱呢
Now, can you find a man who will not love money?
一个人做学生好清高，他不要钱的。
Now, many people say the students are special, they will not love money.
因为他没有钱，所以他不爱钱。
Well, that would be because they have no money, that's why they are not fond of money.
当社会去做做事，看看钱好不好。
But when you get work in the world, you will know how money is so important.
等你结了婚了，再有了孩子了，就现钱不够了。
And after getting married, then you will think that you have not enough money to spend.
你总盼望更多的钱给你。
You'll be always hoping that more money will be given you.
你一万块钱一个月薪水，一年的薪水不够，有两万也不够。
And then you will think that maybe $10,000 a year is not enough. Maybe
你去问问有一些人有三万五万一个月的，一年的够不够？他也不够。
Well, you can ask some people. They may have $30,000 or $40,000 income. You ask them, and they say they are not sufficient.
人对着钱只有进来不肯出去的。
See.What is the attitude toward money? We don't want money to come in, but want to get it out.
圣灵写出一个能力来。
But the Holy Spirit expressed this power.
超过钱财的捆绑。
That's really go beyond the binding power of money.
肯卖了家产田业，把这些奉献给神。
So that they were willing to dispose of their possessions and then sell out their possessions.
这是圣灵所做的工作。
We say this is the act of the Holy Spirit.
这一个叫做五旬节。
We call this Pentecost.
神带领我们也是这样。
This is the way God leads us.
很可惜的，今天五旬节的运动渐渐变了质了。
But it's the matter of regret that today you observe this, what we call the Pentecostal movement.
是注重往身上发抖，身上发痒。
They're just concentrated on trembling or they're trying to do some kind of action.
是注重到哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒，在讲一些特立特别的话。
They may try to speak some new strange words.
有的人很巴不得有五旬节的经历。
Yes, many people are desiring, longing to have this Pentecostal experience.
但你必须要知道，五旬的经历不是给你个人享受的。
But I tell you, this Pentecostal experience.Is not for your personal enjoyment.
五旬节的经历，我要叫你得着能力为主传福音的。
The purpose of the Pentecostal experience is for you to get power so that you can minister.
凡有了五旬的经历而不传福音的，这个经历对你是没有意义。
Whoever has the Pentecostal experience, but you are not willing to preach the gospel, then such experience is not benefiting you. Pentecostal experience is for you to love the Lord, and even you will sacrifice an offer of your money.
许多人只盼望有五旬节经历会讲方言。
Now many people just long to get the Pentecostal power so that they can speak in other tongues.
但是圣经告诉我们，五旬节的经历叫他变卖家产田业，一同奉献给主。
But the Bible clearly tells us the power of the Holy Spirit on the Pentecostal day, the Pentecostal experience, they even disposed of their possessions, sold out their possessions.
我们都知道。 我们地上的钱财是虚假的东西。
Well, we all know that all this money, what we use in this world, is vain.
我遇见有一位弟兄，他是学化工的。
I remember having a brother who is studying the.
他原来非常反对主耶稣。
At first, he was opposed to Christianity.
他在 Tennessee 在读 PhD 的时候。
And while he was still in Tennessee and studying his PhD degree,
查经班聚会他拒不去的。
Every time we have Bible study group, he will not come.
因为他太太从台湾来了。
But later on, his wife came over from Taiwan.
不大会讲英文。
And she was not good at English.
在家里都很孤单。
And at home, she was so lonely.
所以这个丈夫说怎么办呢？ 礼拜五啊， 我送你去查经班吧。 还是你这中国人们讲讲中文。
And husband said, well, since you I have nothing to do at home, why? I'll send you over to that Friday evening meeting to study the Bible to speak Chinese.
开头是送他去，人就走了，散会再去接他回来。
Yes, at first he will send his wife to that Bible meeting, and as soon as his wife got there, he came back, and after the meeting, he come again.
哎呀，以后啊，哎呀，陪陪太太吧，不要就走了吧。
But later on, he will think that, well, I better accompany my wife and sit through this meeting. So he attended the Bible study meeting. But what was he doing?
听听基督徒讲有什么毛病，我把他们驳倒。
He was trying to find out some arguments or some tricks so that he can trick up all the Christians.
但是感谢主，就在查经班聚会中间，里头蒙了光照，清楚地得救了。
But thank God, because he attended such Bible study group, he was enlightened and he was sure of the salvation and got saved.
非常的欢喜快乐。
And he was so overjoyed and he was so glad.
哎呀，罪恶的担子下去，里头那一种的喜乐，那一种轻松啊，叫他非常的高兴。
He felt that burden of sin was rolled away and he felt so elated and he was so happy.
他就欢喜读圣经。
And he was so glad to read the Bible.
他告诉我林弟兄啊， 他说我毕业的博士论文已经写了四分之三了。
And he said, Brother Lin, do you know what? I already finished three quarters of my thesis.
但是我正要去写的时候，里头有个感动，读圣经，所以论文写不下去了。
So whenever I tried to continue writing that thesis, there was a feeling in my heart that I must come to understand the Bible.
他就读到腓立比书第三章。
So then he studied that Philippians, the third chapter.
保罗说：“我把万事当作粪土，因耶稣基督为至宝。”
And where he found Paul saying that because of Jesus Christ, he count all things as lost because of the supreme knowledge of Jesus Christ.
他非常受感动。
And he was really moved in his heart.
他是主耶稣，我为什么以从前眼睛瞎的？
And he said, why, Jesus Christ, I was so blinded in the past.
把世界事情当作宝贝。
See, I treasure the thing of the world so much.
实实在在，这些不过是粪土。
But all these things are only dung, only dirty things.
只有耶稣基督乃是至宝。
Only Jesus Christ is the supreme.
他就有一个负担要回台湾去传福音。
Then he was burdened. I said he will go back to Taiwan.
哎呀，他说原来佛教害我害到今天。
And he said, well, this is the harm of Buddhism because it worked harm on me till now.
害我的亲戚朋友几百年了。
And also this ism and Buddhism also this harm to my relatives and my friends.
我一定要回到台湾去把福音告诉我的亲戚朋友。
So I must go back to Taiwan and tell my relatives and my family men about this Christianity.
他说他做梦。
He said he made a dream.
回到台湾把庙里头的偶像一个一个把他打掉。
He said as soon as he get back to Taiwan, he just knocked down all the temples and idol worship shrines.
但你会看见他的感受有一个是对的。
But also, you know, one feeling at least was correct.
地上这些学问，这些的钱财乃是粪土。
Yes, whatever knowledge or whatever wealth you may have on this world, that's really done.
我们不过是为了做人，因着我们的本分，才有一些的学问和我们的职业。
But only because we have to carry out, we have to perform our duty as a man, so we need knowledge, we need money to dispose of.
如果我们把地上事情当作宝贝的话，这证明我们是瞎眼的人。
But if we regard all these earthly things as our highest treasure, then we are really blind.
五星级的圣灵感动，给人看见世界的东西那是粪土。
See, that Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost really moved people's heart to understand the world is really in vain.
只是主耶稣的福音才是人生上最有价值的。
Only the gospel of Jesus Christ is the most valuable thing in our life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brother and sister,
我们有没有过逾越节？
Have we passed observe this feast of Passover?
你有没有看见你身上有罪哦，在神的审判之下？
Have you observed your sins under the judgment of God?
你如果已经看见了，接受主耶稣做你逾越节的羔羊，我们感谢主。
If you have already noticed, and also you have received Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God and received him as your Savior, then we thank God.
你如果看见这一个的话，你一定受圣灵的感动，叫你除掉罪恶和败坏。
If you have seen this point, then it must be that you also experience how to get rid of all the sin inside you.
有了这个经历了之后，这回看见主耶稣已经复活了，有一天要把我一同带到复活的境界。
Again, after this experience, you'll notice how Jesus was resurrected from the dead and how he ascended up into heaven and saying that someday you'll be like him.
这样我们就过五旬节了。
Then we'll come to experience your Pentecost.
圣灵充满在我们里面。
And the Holy Spirit will be filled in us.
你如果去看以前基督教的历史和神所用人身上的经历的话，
If you have some time to study the history of Christianity or you have to observe some of God's servants and handmaidens,
你会看见圣灵充满的经历在人感受上是不相同的。
Then you notice that by the experience of the Holy Spirit, everyone's feeling is different.
穆迪当初被圣灵充满的时候是走在马路上。
You know, Brother Moody, the first time he was filled with the Holy Spirit, he was walking in the street.
他从前一直没有被圣灵充满。
And before that, he was not filled with the Holy Spirit.
他很羡慕。
And he was really admiring all those others.
神也没有给他。
But God didn't give him.
有一天他坐在马路上心中在想的时候，
And one day as he was thinking about this and walking on the street,
忽然圣灵充满在他里头。
All of a sudden the Holy Spirit came upon him and filled him.
他真正要发狂了一样的。
Oh, he became like a madman.
他马上说，主啊，等一等，等一等，等一等。
And he just said, Lord, just wait a minute, wait a minute.
他快快就找到附近一个弟兄姊妹的家里面。
And he rushed to a house of some brother.
还没有进去，直接对圣神说，等一等，等一等，等一等。
And before he get inside that room, he said, God, just wait, wait, wait.
进到那一个弟兄姊妹家里，在客厅里头爬到地上喊啊叫啊，圣灵充满在他里面。
And as soon as he got into the living room of that brother, Lord, he just fell down there and yelling and crying and making loud noise unto the Lord.
从那一个时候，他的布道完全改变，有了能力了。
From that moment, his preaching was really changed. He became a very powerful sermon.
但是英国有一个传道人叫 F.B. Meyer.
Now, in England, we have another servant of God by the name of Meyer.
在十九世纪的末叶，是被人所非常大用的人，叫教会得到很大的复兴。
He was really a mighty servant of God. Toward the end of 19th century, he was mightily used of God in England to revive many churches.
他侍奉主，常常读圣经。
While he ministered to the Lord, he always studied the Bible.
他也听见有许多的人有五旬节的经历，他自己没有。
Also, he heard about how many people have got that experience of Pentecost.
所以他就寻求主。
But because he didn't have, he was seeking.
他盼望得着。
And he was longing to get.
当他有一天坐在他牧师的房间读圣经的时候
，But one day while he was sitting in the pastor's office and reading the Bible,
他里面忽然明亮过来。圣灵已经在我的里面了。
All of a sudden, there come to he seemed to be enlightened within the heart, knowing that well, all the while the Holy Spirit was with me.
神是乐意把百物都赐给我们，从来不是灵识的一位神。
Yes, our God is more than willing to give everything to us. He is not a stingy God.
我是蒙恩的神的儿女，又是神所用的仆人。
See, I'm a servant of God and a man of God, and also I'm a child of God.
神是已经把圣灵充满在我里面了。
God already filled His Spirit inside me.
他相当的喜乐。
So he was really so happy.
但是他没有像摩德在地上打滚又喊又叫。
But his expression, his way of expression is not like Moody, fell on the ground.
他却常常经常被圣灵充满在他的里面。
But he always maintained the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
这是 F.B. Meyer 的经历。
Now that is brother F.B. Meyer's experience.
你知道在美国现在有一个人叫 Oral Robert。
Now, you know that the man in America used of God by the name of Oral Roberts?
In Oklahoma State of Tulsa.
In the state of Oklahoma, in the city called Tulsa.
我刚刚三个礼拜前遇见有一位到那里做教授的弟兄。
Yeah, just 3 weeks ago, I met a brother who was a professor in that university.
他告诉我Oral Roberts 是校长跟他们 staff member 一同讲话。
He told me that how this president, Oral Roberts, held a meeting with his staff members.
劝他们接受圣灵的充满。
And persuaded them to get the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
他 Oral Roberts 的确确有医病的恩赐。
And yes, Oral Roberts had this ministry of the healing.
这位弟兄亲眼看见他叫一个唱歌的人已经完全口哑了，开始说话。
For this brother really observed a man singing, and his singing voice seemed to be lost, and was straightway healed.
Oral Roberts 不够，你要讲赞美主。
And Oral Roberts said, "No, that's not enough. You must say praise the Lord."
那个人说 "Praise the Lord."
And of course, that man tried to say praise the Lord.
Oral Roberts 不够，你要唱歌。
And Oral Roberts again commanded him that that's not enough. He must sing out.
那个人唱不出声音来。
But he can sing out.
这个唱，完全恢复以前的唱歌。
But as he tried and stumbling, then he began to sing like as he used to be.
你去看 Oral Roberts 领会的时候。
When you go and watch how Oral Roberts conducts.
上了会了之后，好多的拐杖丢掉了，不要了，走路回去。
After the meeting, there are many crutches and many canes just thrown away, and people just left.
他现在在预备办一个医学院。
And now they are going to set up another medical college.
啊，因为附近的医院不跟他合作。
Because all the surrounding, neighboring hospital would not cooperate
with him. 所以他必须再要办一个医院。
So he must set up another medical college of his own.
他建起一个60层的房子，叫做 City of Faith.
So he is going to raise up a very big house, 60 stories house, and which would call the City of Faith.
都是弟兄姊妹奉献钱的。
And all this money contributed by brothers and sisters.
好多的人生了绝症的病，医生没有办法治好，用着 Oral Roberts 祷告就好的。他们真是把钱都奉献出来。
Many people who used to have terminal diseases and were healed because of the ministry of Oral Roberts, they contribute their money to this school.
那一天，他就当 staff member 来讲道，要圣灵充满。
And on that day, this president Oral Roberts speaking to staff member and wanted them to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
有一个教授就发一个问题。
And one professor just posed one question.
他说 Oral Roberts.
He said Oral Roberts.
你有这样的圣灵充满，常常讲方言很有能力，我们欢喜感谢主。
You have this experience of fullness of Holy Spirit, and you are always rejoicing the Lord, and you have a powerful ministry.
但是为什么今天有被神所大用的人却不讲方言，但是被神大用呢
？But then again, there are many mighty servants and men of God. They are used by God, but they don't speak in tongues. Why?
Oral Roberts 就知道是讲的谁。
And Oral Roberts knew who he means.
他马上讲，我跟 Billy Graham 是好朋友。
Well, Oral Roberts knew that this man was mentioning Billy Graham, and said, "Well, Billy Graham and me are good friends."
我们常常在一起，一同的交通，非常的欢喜。
We always get together and fellowship, and we commune with one another. We are happy.
他没有说方言的经历。
Yeah, he have never had this experience speaking in tongues.
神没有给他，但是神也大用他。
God has never given him this gift, but God might use him might.
不过在我的经历里头，说方言之后更有能力。
But in my personal experience, after speaking in tongues, I got more power.
所以我就跟你们做见证。
That's why I bear this testimony to you.
他很诚实。
See, he was so honest.
Billy Graham 也有圣灵充满的经历。
Yes, Billy Graham himself also had this fullness of the Holy Spirit.
但是他从来都不讲方言。
But he had never spoken in tongues.
请大家注意，五旬节有讲方言，不一定每一个人讲方言。
Now, mind you, when the day of Pentecost, when it said all speak in tongues, but some will not speak in tongues.
圣灵充满我们有不同的方式。
The fullness of Holy Spirit will come in different ways.
在有的人身上像摩的一样倒在地上又喊又叫。
On some people, it be like the mode of Brother Moody. He will fall down and then he will yelling and shouting.
有的人身上像艾比玛雅一样也不叫也不喊。
And some will be like Brother Meyer of that England. He was so quiet and so peaceful.
不是在于喊不喊。
So it's not a matter of whether yell or make a loud noise.
乃是在于有没有能力去传福音。
The important thing whether they got the power to preach the gospel.
乃是有没有里头感动，脱离钱财的捆绑而奉献给主。
Whether you have this feeling of being freed from the love of money and try to contribute the money for the promotion of the gospel.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Yes, dear brother and sister.
我从我的心里头说。
Yes, let me say from the bottom of my heart.
新蒙恩的弟兄姊妹能够有五旬的经历，说方言是最好。
Yes, for new Christian, I say, if you have been saved and you can experience this speaking in tongues, that's better.
不过必须要从圣灵来的，不要人工制造。
But that kind of speaking in tongues must from the Holy Spirit and never try to make it artificial.
有的人确认要圣灵充满。
Now some people come and persuade others to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
要讲方言
and to speak in tongues.
他说我做了一好久祷告都没有方言
And the one will answer, Well, I have been praying for so long, but I haven't got that.
很简单
Oh, it's just simple.
你把石头伸出来
You just stretch out your tongue.
伸出来
Yes.
讲哈利路亚
And say hallelujah.
讲哈利路亚
Yeah, say hallelujah.
讲得快
And speak
讲得快
fast.
方言。
Then it kind of the tongue kind of get twisted and it became a kind of.
这叫人工制造，不是圣灵充满。
Now we say this artificial way of speaking tongue. This is not from the Holy Spirit.
能有圣灵带给我们是最好。
Yes, better. You have got the gift from the Holy Spirit.
但是不要注重发抖、发麻、喊喊叫叫。
But please don't pay too much attention on how to tremble and how to.
要注重有能力传福音。
You better pay more attention to get this power and preach the gospel.
圣灵的能力，正是把自己和自己所有的都奉献为主活作。
And also by the power of the Holy Spirit, you can have yourself as living sacrifice and even your money to offer up to God.
这是神带领以色列百姓第五个节期。
So we say this is the fifth festival.
我们今天。所有的基督徒应该都在五旬节阶段的里面。
Yes, even today, all Christians should be in this stage of Pentecostal experience.
对不起，这第四个节气。
I mean the fourth.
然后有一天要第五个节气。
Then someday we'll get to the fifth stage.
第五个的节气乃是犹太人的七月一号。
Now the number five feast.Is the first day of seventh month.
到那一天，他们要吹角。
On that day, they will blow trumpets.
大声的吹角。
Yes, they will blow out loud their trumpets.
表明什么？
Now, what is the significance?
表明有一天，神要把分散在世界各地的犹太人都召聚到了迦南地。
That is to signify the.Someday God is to gather together all the scattered Jewish people around the world.
因为世界末了的日子到了。
Because the latter days, the end of this world is coming.
当世界的末日没有来到之前。
And before that day of the end comes,
神惩罚犹太人，叫他们分散流浪在世界各地。
God punished and scattered his Jewish people all over the world.
但是有一天，神要把他们召集回到耶路撒冷。
But someday in the future, God will again gather them together and come into the city of Jerusalem.
当这一件事情发生了，我们知道主来的日子近了。
When such day comes, then we'll know the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is imminent.
亲爱的兄姊妹，我们知道这一个吹角节已经来到了。
Yes, dear brother and sister, do you know this feast of trumpets, feast of blowing trumpets is coming?
在这五年的里面。
Yes, Within these 5 years,
犹太人从世界各地大量的涌到迦南地区。
More and more, Jewish people from every corner of the world are coming and centering to the Jerusalem.
你我注意到世界上的新闻。
Now you have observed the news of the world.
我们知道犹太人亡国有2000多年的时间。
You know Jewish people without a country for more than 2000 years.
到第二次世界大战完的时候。
But after the Second World War,
巴勒斯坦的地方是在英国人的管制之下。
At that time, this land of Palestine was still under the control of England.
苏联想要在地中海旁边得着立足之地。
And also, Soviet were trying hard to get that so that they can have some.
他一面训练在苏联警戒中的犹太人，叫他们接受共产思想。
And the Soviet Union were training all these Jewish people inside their country try to get their communist.
一面在联合国中多次的提议让犹太人复国。
And on the other hand, they were saying and they are trying to persuade members in the United Nations to let Jewish people come back home.
因着英国和美国的反对不通过。
You know, that bill was brought out at first, America and England refuted, so it was not passed.
苏联用国家的力量、国家的交通把犹太人大量送到巴勒斯坦地方去。
But at that time, Soviet Union used the power of their country and also whatever transportation they can get and send the majority, many of Jewish people back home.
联合国的定规，犹太人回到巴勒斯坦一年只有几千人。
And at that time, the United Nations even so regulated that only several thousand can go home within 1 year.
但是他送去了超过这个数字都关在那个 Cyprus 的岛上。
But because Soviet Union transported so many Jewish people back home, they are temporarily, they were gathered in the island of Cyprus.
到关岛有一天监牢都没有地方好住了。
And one day there was no more jailhouse for them.
以后联合国的通过让以色列复国。
Only after that, in the United States, in the United Nations, it was passed that Jews will have their.
当他们一成立国家的时候，四维的亚历山大国家正式跟他们打仗。
So as soon as their country restored, all the neighboring surrounding countries started warring with them.
以色列没有政府，没有军队的组织。
At that time, Israel's people has no government and no trained army.
你稀奇他能够抵挡得住四位亚拉伯几个国家联合的军队。
But you'll be surprised how could such a people resist the four united Arab countries so long.
这是神所做的神迹奇事。
We say this is the miracle of God.
我们看见这几年所有的演变。
Yes, all these years we have observed these changes.
世界各地的犹太人都汇集到巴勒斯坦去了。
Yes, the Jewish people from every corner of the world are coming back to Palestine.
这是吹角节。
We say this is the feast of trumpets.
所以这个吹角节是已经来到了。
So I say the day of blowing the trumpets is drawing near.
圣经的预言给我们看见。
In the Bible prophecy, we have
犹太人的问题成为全世界政治上最大的难处。
The problem of Jewish people is the most difficult problem in the world.
到有一天，苏联要联络着亚拉伯的民族来打以色列的国家。
For someday, the Soviet Union is going to confederate with all the Arabic countries and to attack Israel.
以色列一直来防守。
And Israel was always on the defense.
当到最后到耶路撒冷城被攻破的时候。
But at the last moment when the city of Jerusalem was attacked,
眼看着以色列人全部要被屠杀了。
And that time maybe all the Israel people, Jewish people will be massacred.
主耶稣从天上降临。
At that time, the Lord Jesus will come down gloriously from heaven.
主耶稣的脚站在橄榄上，橄榄山上。
And the feet of Jesus Christ will be placed on top of the Mount of Olives.
橄榄山从东到西列为两半。
And the Mount of Olives will spread into two from east to west.
犹太人从哪一个山谷里头逃到地中海逃出去。
And the Jewish people will run through that valley and get to the Mediterranean.
到那一天，他们才发现这一位耶稣就是弥赛亚。
On that day, they will realize Jesus was really their Messiah.
他们已经有2000多年时间拒绝接受耶稣作为弥赛亚。
They have been rejecting Jesus Christ as their Messiah for 2000 years.
这位弥赛亚没有生气弃绝他们，到最后还来拯救他们。
But this Messiah did not reject them. At the last moment, he will come again and save them.
所以他们全以色列百姓都流泪在神面前悔改。
So at that time, all the people of Judah will fall down and repent before God.
旧约最后第二卷撒迦利亚书告诉我们。
Now in the Old Testament, we have a book Zechariah and two chapters.
主要为他们开一道的泉源。
Because God will open up another fountain for them.
那一个泉源的水要洗净他们所有的罪。
And the water of this fountain will cleanse all their sins.
这就在利未记二十三章里头所说的赎罪日。
Now this is what is mentioned in Leviticus chapter 23,
the
Day of Atonement.
大祭司一年只有一次进到至圣所那里为他的百姓赎罪。
The holy priest can get into the holy of holies in the sanctuary only once a year to redeem the sin.
叫以色列百姓到最后蒙到救赎。
So that all the Israelite people will be redeemed and atoned.
罗马书告诉我们说，这是到外邦的数目满了。
In the book of Romans, it was told when the number of Gentiles were fulfilled.
然后神的恩典临到犹太人身上。
Then the grace of God will be imparted to Jewish people.
到这一个时候，神要杀灭那一些攻击犹太人的那些军队。
At this time, God will defeat all the armies who came against the Jewish people.
神要改变这一个的天地。
And God will change the whole earth and heaven.
所有物质的都要用火焚烧。
All the matters, the changeable thing, will be burned with fire.
蒙恩的人叫我们带到新天新地的里面。
But all those who have been saved will be carried into new heaven and earth.
启示录二十一章告诉我们说
，In the Revelation chapter 21, we are told.
看哪，神的帐幕在人中间。
Behold, the tabernacle of the Lord God is among human beings.
他要与人同住。
He will dwell with man.
他们要做他的百姓，神要做他们的神。
And there will be the people of God, and God will be their God.
不再有眼泪，不再有黑暗。
There will be no more tears, no more darkness.
神要覆庇他们。
Because God will protect them.
这就是利未记二十三章里头他们过住棚节。
Again, this is what is signified by the Feast of Tabernacles, as mentioned,
来纪念从前神带领我们走过旷野的道路。
That is commemorate how in the past God led the Jewish people to go through the wilderness.
我们原来在世界上都是寄居的。
Yes, all of us in the world are like a kind of guest sojourner.
现在主把我们带到永远的家乡去了。
But now the Lord God will carry us into that eternal home.
这就是神在蒙恩人上的工作达到完全了。
Now this is the ultimate conclusion of what God will do on those who have been saved.
这就第七个节气。
This is the seventh festival.
我想弟兄姊妹应该清楚了。
Now you must have been.
这七个的节气。
This seven feast.
说出神在我们上的带领。
Tell us how God directs us and leads.
从逾越节我们罪得的赦免开始。
Starting from Passover, our sins are forgiven.
在我们生活中间除掉了罪恶和败坏。
Then in your life, get rid of all the corruptness and all the sins.
因着耶稣基督复活了，我们今天有坚定的信心。
And because of Jesus' resurrection, today we have firm faith.
因着圣灵赐下来，我们在五旬节的能力里头活着。
And because of impartation of the Holy Spirit, we can move in the Holy Spirit to have power.
今天的基督徒是有福的。
Yes, all the Christians today are blessed.
我们已经来到吹角节的时候。
Because we are coming near to the Feast of Bugles.
那一个角声在那吹响，犹太人都归回到巴勒斯坦去。
When the trumpets are blown, all the Jewish people will come home to Jerusalem.
眼看着世界最后一次大战就要发生。
Yes, then you'll see the last, the final World War.
今天是最后主向着我们外邦人赐恩的时候。
So this is the last moment the Lord will show His mercy on us Gentiles.
到那一天，神的恩典要转向犹太人。
But on that particular day, the grace of God again will be imparted.
然后主把我们带到新天新地的里面。
Then the Lord God will carry us into new heaven and earth.
哦，主的话是那样的确定，那样的明显。
Yes, the word of the Lord God is so firm and so absolute.
我们今天受他的带领，欢喜等候那一天的来到。
And today all of us are under His guidance, waiting for such a glorious day to come.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our hand in prayer.
主耶稣啊，我们多感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, oh, how thankful we are to you.
你是世人的救主，你也是信徒的救主。
You are the Savior of the world, especially the Savior of all the believers.
你当初拯救我们脱离罪恶的审判。
In the first place, you saved us from under the punishment of
sin. 今天也拯救我们脱离罪恶的沾染。
And today, even you save us to get free from sin.
今天也拯救我们脱离钱财的霸占。
Also, you save us to be free from the bounding of money.
就我们经历你圣灵的能力。
So that we can experience the power of the Holy Spirit.
在地上为你做见证。
While living on earth, we'll be a witness to thee.
主耶稣啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we really thank thee.
你已经升上了高天，进到荣耀的里面。
You have already ascended up to heaven. You have already gone into glory.
你也要有一天带我们一同进到荣耀的里面。
Someday again, you'll come and bring us all into eternity.
我们不是没有指望的人。
We are not hopeless people.
我们有荣耀的盼望放在我们前头。
Yeah, we have such a hope of glory ahead of us.
虽然我们今天软弱
Though today we find ourselves weak
虽然我们今天有许多的困难
Though we may suffer many difficulties
但是我们从来也不灰心的
But we will not be disheartened again
我们愿意受你的带领刚强走前头的道路
We are willing to be guided by thee to proceed on our way
或者那一天我们在荣耀的里头和你一同欢喜快乐
So that on that day, on that glorious day we'll be rejoicing together with you
我们相信你要照着你的大能来完成这一件事
We do believe because of your mighty power, you will accomplish all this.
我们今天先把赞美和敬拜都献给你。
And today we will just offer up our worship and praise unto thee.
我们这样的感谢祷告是奉着主耶稣基督的名。
Our thanksgiving and our prayer are done in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.